Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off. As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
You are telling me you don't take a peeksy at the guy showering next to you. I'm like, how do you stand? Outward, inward, sideways? I'm like, where are you standing? Because I'm just like, all these guys, you're not looking? I'm like, I blows my mind. Number two, who's peeing in the shower? Because someone's peeing in the shower.
Oh my God, they must. I pee in the shower. Men must.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
word. Here we go.
Oh, welcome to the Chats with Kat and Nat.
I like that, Chats with Kat and Nat.
Yeah, Tuesday Chats with Kat and Nat, or whatever day you're listening. And guys, if you don't want to listen to the ads.
That was funny yesterday.
You can, yeah.
We didn't know, we're like, what? What about ours? We don't know.
Yeah, that you can listen to our podcast without ads. To our ad free, which really saves you a lot of time, especially if you want to binge and listen to a bunch of podcasts.
Exactly.
Ads are, you know what I like to do on podcasts? If I listen to the podcaster doing an ad that we do the same ad for the same company.
You like to hear how they do it?
Yes. Because Smartless?
Yeah.
I would say that's the podcast that in my history I've listened to the most of.
Yeah.
Because if they have a really good guest, it's interesting. And what I really kind of like about them is just that they're actually good friends and they're funny and they talk just like us. Like I would have thought that if celebrities had a podcast,
it would be like
scripted. It would be an interview. I didn't think it would be like,
I feel like they're this. So established that they can do whatever the hell they want.
Totally. But like they remind me, the way they talk all over the place reminds me of you and me. And then when they do the interviews, like the questions are just like normal.
And their clips are outrageously funny because they call each other out on shit. Oh, and they're funny.
And they're so funny. And they're all... like they're all like they're comedic people. Like they're funny. So they're clever and I like how the Canadian one.
I know who you're talking
about.
He grew
up in Toronto.
Seth Rogen?
No.
I knew who you're talking about.
You know.
Yeah. I think he was on
I think he was married to Amy Poehler for a while. Anyway, the tall, funny one with the funny voice. And when they do the ads, I would have thought like they would be like more professional or something.
Nah.
And they just sound like us reading the ads.
Of course.
And they literally get to hang out and just have fun with each other.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
I know. Same with the Kelseys.
Yeah. I haven't listened to, I see their clips. I want to like listen to, but my son's like, it's a lot. They talk about life, but.
Football.
You have to sort of be interested in football.
We are not interested in football.
No, we're not. Like, I'm interested in the tight pants and stuff.
I just watch it. They all look the same. It's so many of them. I don't like.
Do you know what I was wondering about football pants?
What?
Like, a lot of them really cute butts, okay?
This is going to be Friday. I think we're going to do Tuesday, but I think it has to be a Friday because we're already talking about butts and I wanted to talk about locker room.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. And some of them have really cute butts, but some of them don't, and they have to wear skin tight pants. It's sort of like I made my bridesmaids wear white suits, and I thought to myself at that time, I would kill one of you if you made me wear tight white pants and a white blazer. Like
and
I,
they weren't mad.
No, none of them mad. They love their suits, and to this day, some of them still have them. But and they were like, it was the best thing ever because we could use it. It wasn't a dress. Like they wore the white blazer. The pants were really nice. It was all like really nice tailored stuff. But I'm like, those guys don't get a choice. But to have to wear type, and it shows their bulge, their thighs. I know.
They're used.
Guys, don't give a fuck.
There are the shit coming out of my ear right now.
That's really fun. What does it smell like?
I'm not, but it's like.
Speaking of smelling.
Like, I'm like.
Oh my God. That's like Tanner and stuff.
I don't know what it is.
It's fun though.
My ear was in there for so long. And I'm like, and I felt it. I'm like, oh, it's sore. And then I took it out and it was black.
Oh, I need an, by the way, I need an earring. Revamp.
Sorry, I didn't mean to like cut you off there. The tight white pants, I feel like they're so used to their dicks because even in khaki pants, when you see men wear khaki pants and gray pants, their bald shows.
And you could see everything. The head of their penis. And are they not wearing underwear? Why can I see those circumcised heads through the pants?
I don't get it. And I don't get how they're not like self-conscious. I don't get how they don't think about it.
I guess
like,
they have no choice. Where are they going to put it?
I don't know. And I don't know how no one else talks about it. I don't know how it's like a secret that when your boss walks in khaki pants and you can see everything.
Oh, wait, we had one of these podcasts and we actually did a zoom in on John Hamm's penis.
No, but I'm saying it's your boss now because we were talking about size.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like even all sizes. You can see everything through light colored pants.
Yeah.
Even jeans. You can. It's a bulge. It's like a bulge in their
jeans. I guess like back in the day, pants weren't so tight. Now men wear tighter pants. Because remember, they used to wear baggier pants with pleats. The pleats were probably there to add space so that you can see the penis. And now...
I feel like the penis has been in the pants for so long that we just haven't really, like, drawn attention.
Pleated pants make a bulge so you can't... see it, like, air. Now boys' pants are so tight.
I blows my mind that they can, like, everyone gets so all uppity about girls and their cleavage. And I'm like, sorry, you have pant cleavage. It's balls. Their balls are cleavage in your pants, and no one's uppity about that when they go to school at like a high school and they're wearing gray sweatpants. Why aren't you all uppity about their ball cleavage? Why aren't you being like, excuse me, that is inappropriate that you, I can see your balls. They would never call a boy out on ball cleavage ever, ever.
Now, girls don't get in trouble for camel toe, but they get in trouble for too tight. Much boobs,
and
right?
Too tight stuff.
Too tight.
Well, yeah, they can't wear too tight stuff. It's a distraction. That's what they used to say. You can't wear like spaghetti straps. You
yeah,
can't
I don't
wear...
know about the too tight. I know that about the spaghetti straps, and I know
well,
about
what's
the
spaghetti
low
straps about.
I have no
too much. Too much.
Yeah.
It's
totally.
Too much. So what? Your ball cleavage is not too much. If you know what I mean, it's outrageous because I think
everybody knows that boobs and vaginas are so much prettier than balls.
And I'm sorry, shoulders are distracted. Like they're a distraction. Your shoulders, because it means you can wear something small.
Yeah.
That doesn't
shows
cover
more
your
skin.
Yep.
Because heaven forbid we show off the skin of our body because men just cannot control themselves around us.
Yeah, I just think to myself, I'm like, when are we going to crack down on ball cleavage? Because I do think that it is not fair.
Do you see your husband's in his pants?
Well, I think sometimes I'm like,
yeah,
you can
I can see mine.
I'm like, yeah, are you comfortable with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
You're comfortable? Because sometimes it can separate it too.
I know.
The pants are too tight. I'm like, you have a ball on each side.
Do you know what really blows my mind?
Go ahead.
When a man is wearing khaki pants, and they're kind of tight, and I can't see anything.
Yeah, that's tricky too.
But they don't seem insecure about it.
They're wearing tidy whities.
Oh, and that
also,
makes it like fold up into a ball, right?
Yeah, on the point of jeans, I found a brand for my husband.
Okay, my husband needs new jeans. Is it going to work for my husband?
It's for hockey players. So it's it's for, because his legs are bigger than his waist.
Mm-hmm.
They fit him perfectly and they're comfortable.
What is the brand?
D-U-E-R, Doer. D-U-E-R.
And they're cool?
I mean, they look exactly like his old jeans. They just have they basically built in a seam here so that the legs don't go, so they don't have to be extra big. So they go like, they're not too big and they're not too small.
Yeah.
So they're normal pants, but then they built in a crotch patch.
Are they expensive?
Like in that 100 and something.
And where the dang did you find these?
Oh, well, I knew because he needed clothes and we really can't shop for him because of his ass, right? His ass is just, he's got a hockey player ass and everyone can relate to that where it's his waist is smaller than his legs and his ass.
Like Taylor.
Yeah.
So, like a lot of women, actually. A lot of women have that because I worked at a jean store.
So you
their
have
butts and thighs are bigger than their waist.
And his is exponentially bigger, so you're going into the 40s, but then the pants are way too big. So then he's like doing a belt, and it's like cinching at the waist. So
that's why you have to get them tailored. Jeans need to be tailored.
Well, I kept Googling, you know, as I do at nighttime, and I found a company that specializes in thick thighs for men.
Wow.
And they actually are great. And Mark's like, they're so comfortable and he loves them. And I would never, and they have every color and they're like the cool jean wash.
He always seems to have clothes.
I do a good job finding them now. But yeah, he is. Well, Nat did a thing to me and she was talking about
that men age and look old.
Clothing. And you said that it's like they give up. And I thought, you're so right, because a well-dressed man, because women give up early and then we come back around because we're tired from motherhood. And then we're like, it's time.
We come back around.
We come back around, some of us. And we're like, okay, it's time. Because, you know, we begin to look a little bit like you can't look cute anymore when you're in.
That's what
it's
it
not.
Is.
It's
yeah.
not. When you've got a teenager and you're dressing like you've got a baby, but you don't, that's when you're like, oh. But when you have a baby, it's expected.
Mm-hmm.
When you're pregnant, when you have a baby, you look like a young mom. Just like, that's a young mom. And then you got to come back around because when your kids grow up, you don't have the excuse of spit up on you anymore. You know, so you're like, okay. Yeah, I mean, go crazy.
Those were good years. Shit on our pants and spit on our pants.
Yeah, so you're like, I'm not even going to get dressed because
I know.
There's not even time. So then you kind of come back around, you get dressed, and I feel like when you see a man and they don't, there's really no excuse for them. And not a lot of men wear sweatpants to like as a daily uniform. So if they're going to dress, then they should have an outfit.
So funny you say that. I was when we were away for the holidays, and we went to a lot of places, a lot of dinners, a lot of like this and that. And then we went to one place and one of the family members wore sweatpants. And when he got out from behind the table, I thought, huh? That's so unexpected that you're wearing sweatpants. You always wear jeans.
Quick break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
Why this matters is because if you know Natalie, she is so detail oriented down to if you're walking in the airport holding a cup, did you see his hands? I'm like, what? No, I'm walking in the airport looking at where my gate is and you're looking at hands, shoes, You're looking, you look at, you must be exhausted because the amount, I mean, you're looking at for the bulge, you're looking for everything. I mean, you look for dick bulge more than anyone I know. And really, I don't think maybe most people don't pay attention to it because it just is always there.
I think they just forget about it. I think they need to refocus on what's important. You know what I mean?
So you saw track pants. Were they gray?
Well, yeah, they were, but it's not, it had nothing to do with his penis. But I had to say, I'm like, it's so unexpected that you're wearing track pants. And his wife goes, that's so funny. When he came out, I thought to myself, but I didn't say anything. And he's like, you would notice if I was wearing something different?
I'm yes,
like,
she would.
Yeah. And he's like, well, now I feel like, and I'm like, it's just so funny that because men, a lot of like, and I look around, like women would wear sweatpants or leggings a lot, like for yeah. clothes, but men don't do that.
No.
And if my husband was to wear like sweatpants out.
My husband goes in changes. Yeah. And I'm like, you're going to the rink, wear sweatpants. He's like, I'm not wearing sweatpants. No. Like, I'm not going to wear sweatpants out. I'm like, who are you going to see? Like, you're in a sweatpant outfit. Like, you're in an outfit. Wear your little outfit.
I love his little sweatpant outfits. He looks so cute in his little sweatpants outfits.
So speaking of outfits, my husband has gone a few times or has gone once, but it wants to go again, but life is busy, to Men's League, which is where a bunch of men go and skate. Okay.
We affectionately call it Beer League.
So he.
Yet another hobby exactly. that men have.
Exactly. Well, I said to him, I'm like, are you going to shower? Mm-hmm. With these people you know. So you all shower.
They do in Beer League? They shower after the game? No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
Why? Why don't they come home and do it?
I guess because you, I don't know. Okay. So I'm like, so you.
Do they go out after?
No, they sit and drink beers in the dressing room, I think.
Why the fuck do they shower?
He says that eventually in school you shower too. Like all the guys go and shower.
These men are doing Beer League late at night, come home and have a shower and get into bed.
Dude. So I'm like, so you.
So he showered, you confirmed?
Yeah, it's like I took a quick shower. I'm like, it's UK. First of all.
I'm gross.
Like, first of
all. The showers are so gross.
That doesn't even bother me. They can be gross, but I'm like, you get naked with people you know, all of you know. You all walk in the shower. You're like, number one, do you look at each other's penises?
And if you say no, how do you not?
Exactly. I'm like, so you just stand there naked and you're looking and I'm
it
sure
must be a full-time job to keep your eyes
balls
forward.
Are like balls, ass, dick. I'm like, you are telling me you don't take a peeksy at the guy showering next to you. I'm like, how do you stand outward, inward, sideways? I'm like, where are you standing? Because I'm just like, all these guys, you're not looking. I'm like, I blows my mind. Number two, who's peeing in the shower? Because someone's peeing in the shower.
Oh my God, they must. I pee in the shower. Men
must. My husband
says
he's not. That's gross. You pee in the shower. your face. I pee in the shower, but I don't.
Thank you.
I don't think it's a thing. I don't think.
No, I think it is.
No, I don't. I don't. I think people think it's gross, but I heard it clears up athlete's foot. If you pee in the shower, it kills all the germs off your feet.
Yeah, I mean, if you happen to get like a jellyfish bite while you're in the shower, you'd be just fine.
So I'm like, are you peeing in the shower? What is wrong with you? I'm like, well, first of all, what if you get an unexpected boner in the shower? What do you do then? So I'm thinking to myself, you are getting naked, walking to the shower.
And everybody knows that men look so weird naked.
Do you cover yourself with a towel? Who else is standing next to you in the shower
naked?
Are you
telling me he's seen that guy naked?
I have to ask. I'm going to actually ask his wife right now.
People look so weird nudies in front of each other, like nudie boys. And they're probably white and hairy. And
I'm going to ask his wife.
And
does
shower after Beer League?
At?
Is it a shower room?
I think so.
I'm so glad I'm not a man. I'm so glad I'm not a man.
Can you imagine all of us women? Okay, so first of all, when
if I get born into an ex-life and I'm a man, I'm just gonna die.
First of all, I was saying to Natalie, men have so many more hobbies than females. They have golf. They have Beer League. Now, not that we can't have it, but I don't know as many women who go to their like golfing club on a Sunday and go golfing all day in the spring and then for like work. I don't know many women who go golfing for like meetings. Oh, it's a work trip. Okay. And then Beer League golf. I know so many men who go to Beer League at nighttime. Okay.
And they have Beer League hockey and they have Beer League basketball, by
okay,
the way.
So they have, okay. So they have all this Beer League shit, right? What do we do? Like, so they drink, they get naked together, they shower, they play a game, and then they,
you know, they're trying to get women a lot more into pickleball so that they can have a thing.
He does.
He does what?
He showers. My neighbor showers.
I mean, that place, though, has got to be the best place. That's not a gross rank.
Yeah, but okay, true, but still, there's still dick everywhere.
So you're just getting naked with your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
We should.
And he just, he didn't know half those people.
Why didn't you ask your husband if he showered?
He
after?
Did. I know he did. I'm like this. You're telling me you get naked with people. You get naked
are
with
strangers.
Are
you saying that he's seen your husband's penis?
I guess so.
Boys are weird. It's but really
do,
weird.
But he's like, you don't look. I'm like,
oh, okay.
How do you? I'm like, and then do you fart in the shower? Like, do you like?
Well, my husband did say that at the urinal, men blow out farts and don't even care about it.
I have to tell you something. So I asked my son, super weird. Okay, I'm a little bit weird. I'm going to first admit. I said, when you fart alone, do you laugh? Like, is it funny when you fart? When you're
like, if it's loud,
yeah. Like, do you laugh? Like, do you giggle when you're alone and you fart?
Okay.
Does anybody do you giggle when you fart when you're alone?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Like you let it rip. Hold on, just thinking. Like, do you laugh?
I don't know if my face actually laughs, but inside my head laughs.
If I let it rip, I'd laugh so hard because I really? Don't. I'm not a big ripper. I'd like to get to be better, but
I've lost my rips.
I would laugh. It would be so funny. You let it rip alone. That's so. That is so funny. So
I think I laugh in my head.
So he,
I'm actually more, if it's loud, I'm impressed.
Okay, so I'm laughing. And me in my head, I'm like, I'm sitting there. I'm like, I let it rip. I'm laughing, okay? So I think that's funny. I think a lot of people fart in the shower and they don't admit it. And I said, so do you, I said, do you fart?
I think I fart in the shower.
I said, do you fart on the ice? And like, would you laugh if you heard it while you were skating, right? Because I'm like.
I think that men have so much farting going on. They don't even think it's funny anymore. So
then I said, do you find farts funny? He's like, yeah. And he goes.
He does.
So there's one other person, I won't say two of them. They fart into the mics when they're gaming. They let it rip. Oh.
That is so funny.
He puts the mic. To the,
as mine his, heard this?
You have to ask him, but I oh, was that's dying.
So good.
And I was laughing so, I go, sorry, you put your mic to your fart and let it rip on the game, the gaming app? And he's like, he was first embarrassed and I couldn't control myself. And you, I'm like, that's the funniest shit I've ever heard that you put the mic to your ass.
And he has the loudest.
I'm like, what does everyone say? And they're all like, oh, and I'm like, that would be so funny.
I would die.
And then you let it rip. Anyways,
I was out with my girlfriends and we were having a dinner thing. We were doing vision boarding and one walked out of the room and ripped and we were like, oh my.
And you heard it.
We heard it. But I have a brother. I know somebody who works on a trading floor. And if somebody farts or it smells or it's loud, you have to call it out to yourself. You have to call yourself out and say it was
farted.
You. No. You go, that's me on a tiny.
What's a tiny?
That's me on a tiny.
So that's me on a tiny.
That's me on a tiny.
Do you get like a point?
I don't know. Did they make that up? Those words don't even make sense.
I feel like they're tricking you.
No, he told me all about it. That's
my friend, also your friend, the neighbor, said, yep. I know I've inquired about it several times before. They all just get naked in a shower at a hockey arena. I think it's weird. They don't think it's weird. I'm like, you just stop. Just stop. You are with strangers. You get naked and you walk into a shower together, a communal shower with everything hanging out. I would bring a towel and cover myself. I'd shower with a towel.
We would have bathing suits.
We'd bring bathing suits to the hockey arena. We'd put them on and then all the girls would get in the shower. And like, how's it going? And showered, love your suit. Because, I mean, there's no way I'm getting naked with a bunch of strangers and walking into a communal shower.
If I saw her naked in a shower, every time I'd see her, that's all I think about was what she looked like naked.
That's so weird that they don't. And what if someone's so big or so small? Do you talk about it? Are you like, that's a big hammer you got over. Like, how do you keep
I feel like all the guys know the ones who have big ones.
So, like, they're like, so that hammer, how does it feel walking when your hammer is out?
I don't think you talk about it to them when they're naked. I don't think so.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
So there's naked etiquette.
I think so. You know what's making me think, though,
I should call my husband
a deep
and ask
skill
him.
Is that it just goes to show how much more
comfortable
and how much more value we put on a naked woman's body. Value, is that the word?
How much more important?
Judgment and judgment.
Oh, I just...
They don't judge each other's bodies.
Also, maybe they feel more safe.
Why?
Naked. Well, because they're not you. Because we have to always be thinking about someone coming up and killing us constantly.
Yeah, I don't think they... I think
men don't. Men are
I don't think. I don't think they think their bodies are that important.
I would check you on that. I think men think their bodies are very important. I think they think they're the most important. I think they're like, look at this. Look at my pride. Look at... It's called Pride Rock down there.
But they don't worry about judgment.
No, because they're so proud. This thing can do no wrong. Look at this.
But some of them are gross.
They don't care.
Even the gross ones.
Oh, it's fucking amazing. Look at this.
And then it's probably like if a guy doesn't shower, you're like, everyone's like, what's...
Oh, what's going on with that? Anyways, I was mind blown, and I think it happens across the country. I think men just get...
Across the country.
Well, actually, not fun story, terrible story. I took my son to a hockey rink, and...
Just so you know, that's me on a tiny, does not come up as anything.
He made it up. So the hockey rink I went to had rink one, rink two, rink three, with all the dressing rooms, dressing room seven, dressing mm-hmm. room eight, dressing mm-hmm. room nine. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know at this point, you know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. that goes like it's hidden. Mm-hmm. And you have to walk through and it's like actually separate rinks, but mm-hmm. with one mm-hmm. rink. Mm-hmm. So I walk in, I had to go drop something off. I guess he forgot something. So I'm bringing his thing to him. I walk in. I told you this. I open the door and it's just naked men, full beer league, naked, 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 like talking naked. I open the door and I'm like this. And I shut the door and the door goes slow, right? Because it's like slows down. And I was just like, you're just having a conversation naked. Like you're not in a rush. You're not busy. You weren't like doing something. You were just talking, and would just probably bet to go in the shower, but had to finish the conversation before he walked
That's
into the
so,
shower.
Boys are so weird. But you know what else?
And he was bald.
You were saying on his head.
Everything looks hairier.
Because he was bald on his head.
Yes. Everything's more glaring.
I can't believe you saw them. But I have to tell you that it's very European of them.
If you have hair on your head and your face, it's uniform. If you're shaved, it's like that's like a blaring vagina and everything else is hairy. They're naked up here, hairy. Just
The more you lose hair on your head, the more you grow it on your body.
Yeah. And really, someone should reconsider having a hairy dick like on top because it would hide it more like a snuffleupagus because that thing bald.
I bet he did have a big bush.
I wasn't sticking around to check it out. I opened the door and I was like
but in Europe women and men are naked all the time, Catherine.
I guess I sound
and
like,
they go to spas naked and
I sound
they
like
around.
A prude. I know I sound like a prude.
No you don't. Ew, this is where we're from. And we don't get naked.
It blows my mind that men feel comfortable. It blows my mind that I wouldn't go because I wouldn't want to get naked in a shower. If everyone's like, yeah, come and play beer league. And then everyone showered, I'd be like, I'm not doing that. I would not go. I'm like, sorry, I'm not going.
Or maybe we would make an excuse that like we had to get home really fast because our wife.
Then
like,
you couldn't sit and drink.
So maybe you're like, I'm gross, I don't shower.
I wonder if someone doesn't shower.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, and I also want to ask
What do they think of those people who don't shower?
Okay, can you also ask another question? There's one of their friends that I think is cute and I want to see him in real life.
Naked?
I mean, we could accidentally walk into the change room if we knew he was there. I want to know if he goes and does he shower?
Okay, who, which one?
I have his name. Hold on. Can you ask her if he goes? I'm just going to look it up because I recently asked about him. I'm just preparing in case Mark dies. I need to have, you know, I need to know where I'm going
to
go.
You want me to ask my husband?
No, not your husband. No, the girl.
I thought you wanted me to ask my husband about someone else's dick. Do you want to
I
know?
I don't
want to
know about the dick. I want to know if he goes.
If he goes or if he showers.
Well, let's start with goes.
And then you want to know if he showers.
I assume he does. I think he has a good body too.
Shh. We'll show me the picture. Okay, you want me to get the roster for you, and then we can check over. We can make a team, and we can see. You can let me know which one I have to get my husband to send spies to, and like this. Does he shower? Because you're thinking if they don't shower, they're weird.
No, I'm thinking that I could accidentally bust in. Or what does he look like naked?
So are we asking? So do you think all like 30 of them go shower together?
Yeah, but not all at the same time, I think.
How do you decide? I'm first.
Whoever gets undressed first. It's just like our kid boys in the locker room. It's spelled like this. The T word.
Okay.
Say, is he in the beer league hockey?
Okay.
And I did inquire if he's still single. And he lives around here. How come we've never seen him? Where does kids go to school? I want to stalk him. I want to see if he looks good in real life.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Is she on text?
Yeah.
You're going to get back with her?
She's going to get back with me. I also said to my husband, are you busy? I want to know for the people who don't shower, is it weird? Are you like, that's weird? Is it weirder to shower or not to shower?
What would be your excuse to not shower?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, do you have to groom before you go or just go with a big bush?
I don't think they groom for each other.
You don't think? I think if they don't groom, they go in massive bush.
I don't think everyone grooms. I think a lot of men don't groom.
So you think some of them just go with big bush?
Yeah.
You think?
I actually know that because I've heard about it at the men's club.
So everyone talks about it. So they don't look. No, they're looking.
My kids told me.
They're old though. This is young men.
No, there's all men. It's not just old there.
All men.
My son is blown away. Blown away by the naked walking around.
I just really want my husband to get back to me so I can ask him these questions.
Well, I just really
want to
know if that guy gets.
I asked that too. So I'm thinking that I would be like, ooh, forgot my towel.
Here, you can borrow mine.
No, I'm not sharing your ball towel with you. What? You don't share ball towel.
Dude.
No, you don't. You know what? He takes his towel off and gives it to you. You're going to share towels. You do not share towels.
If you go, I'm not going to
share towels. You do not share towels.
Boys, if they get naked together, share towels.
They do not. That's gross. They do not. I know for a fact my husband would never. He doesn't even like to share towels with the kids in this house. I'm like, we all use the same towels. He has his own towel. Mm-hmm. My husband would never share a towel with me even. I don't know what he does with that towel.
My excuse would be I'd act like I had like
psoriasis.
No, I would act like
eczema.
I'd act like I have a weird thing like I can't fucking shower in that disgusting thing.
Oh, like you're too good for the shower.
Not too good, but almost like I have like an OCD problem.
Oh,
that so I can't shower. Like I would act and they'd be like, "Oh, that fucking weirdo." I'd be like, "Yeah, that's me. I only shower in my shower."
You're a princess.
Yeah, but like, not. I'm still cool. I don't want to be seen as a princess.
Oh, so just like, ew, what's wrong with you guys showering?
No, it's fine for them. I have a personal issue with
dudes. Don't have that, I don't think.
But this dude has like, so it's cool, but has a thing.
You got a tiny thing.
A tiny thing. Otherwise, I'm a bro. I'm our three beers in by the time they're done their shower.
So everyone showering, you're sitting there like, oh, you know what?
I'm farting.
I love to stink. I'm like this.
I love the smell of my stank.
Ooh. I would just be like, yeah, what's wrong with you showering? Losers.
Yeah.
Loud losers shower.
Yeah, going to the spa? Like what? You know what? I go into bed with my wife smelling like this and she's into it.
I do need to interview a few people because it can't be good for everyone. I cannot imagine our sons getting naked in a shower with a whole bunch, like their whole class.
Oh my God. No.
So I need to inquire. At what age does it start?
I know, because, okay, so everyone's going to have to go through puberty because if you don't have pubes yet, you're not going to go get naked.
I need to know, what age does it start? When do you do it? Because Mark's like, Max is going to have to do it soon.
I think it's grade 9.
So what, not everyone's hit puberty in grade 9?
Oh, wait, teddies are showering.
What?
Teddies not, but people shower.
Excuse me?
Yes, they shower.
Groundbreaking?
Yes.
Grade 8?
Yes.
So it starts young?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You did not tell me this.
Yes, I just found it. And then he said one day,
I'm going to shower.
I think I'm going to shower. Where was he going? Where was he?
Okay, I'm sorry. So this is a culturally, they start young.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
My mind is blown right now. Because if I'm in grade 8, I am looking at everything.
I know, because you're absolutely
curious.
But also, like, what grade 8s? I mean, I guess you have, like, care about smelling bad when they go home.
And also, how do you not talk about it with other people? Is it just a general rule you don't talk about other people's dick?
I think that I know that there's sort of like talk around, like, the guys all know who has a big dick.
So girls are different, because we're like, oh my God, my we talk about everything, and guys just, I mean, I have never heard my son talk about.
Well, he hasn't seen their dicks yet, but there will be a time when everyone knows about the guy with the really big dick,
and they'll talk about it.
Yeah, and they're like, oh yeah, it's like,
but they don't talk about Jimmy it, with the big they dick. Don't analyze each one individually.
No,
well, we as
well,
women
of course
are individual. We're no, we in, are analyzing every our oh, own, and
yeah.
then we talk about every
yes.
fold with
yes.
everybody, and
yeah.
then we talk about everything.
But yet, we don't want to be naked with each other.
But we will go into detail what it looks like.
Surely,
but men. This is confusing. It's confusing. Yet they find it
and
weird.
About, and is no man allowed to be insecure about his body? Because there are men who are insecure about their body.
Again,
what does
Natalie.
He do? I think he doesn't shower. And everyone's like, we know he feels kind of bad about his body.
Really? Do they think that deep?
No.
They're just worried about their own. I listen, here's what's going to happen. If you are
Why
married
don't?
To someone, or you are someone who showers with people, what is going through their minds, and why do women over, because we don't have hobbies. So, and what are they thinking? And are they like, you just grow up and you just take your clothes off and it's no big deal?
Question.
Yes.
The tennis ladies, young women like us who go to tennis clubs and play tennis.
They have private showers.
Oh, you're right.
They don't.
Do they walk around naked after?
Some. Older.
Older.
Some.
Only older.
Some no.
I think we'd be the coolest motherfuckers if we got our mics and in a locker room
and ask,
with a bunch of guys, beer league guys.
Sorry, you and I are going in with our microphones to mm-hmm. interview them.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they're not talking about what they're thinking. And I would like to know what they're
totally
thinking.
Agree. Of course
I would
thinking.
Like you to think, okay, so this is what I think when I get, I don't like the feeling, but I do it because everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
I want to know, do you ever think, I don't want to shower, but I have to because everybody, and if I don't do it, then I look like a loser.
That's stressful.
I know.
You're right. Maybe we just wouldn't do beer league. Maybe they don't do beer league.
I want to know what you don't think about. Like, I would be like, oh my God, the game's over. I have to get in the shower. When do I go? What do I do? When do I take my towel off? Where do you hang your towel when you walk into the shower? You leave it out and you walk back out naked? Hey, Jimmy, nice dong.
You don't do that. You don't talk about their dongs in front of them.
Well, what you just don't. What if you're caught looking? Like, well, just see, checking. Yeah, you just keep eyes up.
Yeah, like that must be so stressful to make sure.
What if you're really tall and someone's not?
You're really tall. Oh, so is he's so they're like, what's he looking down at? Is it
natural?
My eyes.
I was just seeing where my soap was, or like where my feet were. Just I need to
and
know.
They must drop things and pick up things.
I need a play by play of like where do you hang?
Do they bring soap and shampoo?
I don't know. Where do you put your towel?
Sorry, if you're in the shower, you have to be cleaning yourself. Do they bring their own shampoo?
Right. And where are you? So where do you
so bend
so
over?
You
and get it.
So you undress, okay? And then you're sitting there naked, and then you get it. Like, where's your underwear and where's your jock? Okay, and where are your pants?
Where is your underwear?
So then how do you put it on? Do you take your towel off and put your underwear on? Because girls hide behind a towel.
I think they put the towel on the ground and then they put their feet on the towel and then they start putting their clothes on. And
where are they hanging their towel when they get into the shower?
I think that there's somewhere to hang it.
You think there's hooks in the locker room? I think they leave it at their stall. They walk and cross the whole room
dripping
naked.
Wet.
Then they walk into the shower. They shower, wash their balls, walk back out. And then I'm thinking of them putting their underwear on. Well, you are balls open at that point because you lift your leg up to put your foot in the underwear. But if you're facing the back, then your ass out and then your anus out.
I mean, I just think it would be really stressful.
You sit down and put your underwear on.
How could you do that?
Sit one foot, the other foot, or you stand and bend over.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we need to go into the locker room.
So
I'm going to ask my brother all these questions too.
Food for thought. I'm going to ask Mark too. How do you get your underwear on? Just put it on. But you have to spread your legs when you put it on. You can't jump into
they
your underwear.
They don't care.
It's one foot. And
they
then,
don't care.
And then you're like, oh, just let me just readjust there.
They don't care.
I am blown. I would watch the whole thing. Not
me too.
For pervert.
Me
perverted
too.
Reasons.
How
just
can we
for,
get in?
I just want
those guys are so confident. They probably love it.
I just need to know what you do. Where does your underwear go? Where does your clothes go? Do you bend over and look for it, or do you get it all ready before you walk out the shower? You can put them all on.
I think it's a personality. There'll be some that have a pile of folded clothes.
Are you digging around looking for your underwear?
Didn't you just leave your underwear on the?
You don't put your dirty underwear back on from the game.
Oh my God, they have to bring a new change of outfits.
You can't put your shitty underwear back on.
This purely is exhausting, exhausting at the end of the day, and they go late. Hey, does that guy get naked? Is he there? Does he go?
He gets. Oh, I don't know. She hasn't responded yet. Thank you for joining us. If you have a beer leaguer, let us know how it goes down.
Tell us everything. And if you are a beer leaguer,
let me know.
To come in.
Do you ever, we'll keep it confidential. Do you ever think, I don't really feel like getting naked, but I have to.
Do you think our husbands would be like unimpressed if we got ourselves invited into a beer league change room?
Well,
it would be like a school trip for you and me.
Okay.
Like a field trip.
So you just want to go see that?
I want to watch the whole thing go down.
They can censor their parts.
And their job is to not look at us the same way they don't look at each other's dicks. So act natural.
Do you want to be in the room with that much?
I do. I want to see it
all. And what do they talk about? Oh my God, I have so many questions. Bye, y'all.